Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Welcome, New Life family and friends. This is Chris Williams sitting in for Steve Arterburn, and I'm joined in studio today by Dr. Jill Hubbard.
Hi, guys.
Good to see you.
How are you?
And special guest, Dr. Jackie Mac-Harris.
Hello.
And
hi. Welcome, Jackie.
Jackie, we're going to do the Emotional Freedom Workshop together.
Yes, we are.
And so we're going to keep that rolling. What does emotional bondage look like, and what does emotional freedom look like?
I think emotional bondage looks like just stuckness in pain, and oftentimes I see it show up as negativity, you know, external complaining, and a lot of judging of others and lack of grace for self and others in an effort to protect oneself. And freedom looks like being who you are and being okay with that, and being able to say, I don't like that, or I don't want that, and not having as much fear of loss of relationship, because I think sometimes we forget that trauma is also interpersonal, and we need people. And so a lot of times we put up with things that just continue to re-traumatize us.
Yeah.
And freedom means we don't have to do that, and we can love ourselves, and we can love others, and we can have good boundaries and some safety in our healing.
Yeah. Oftentimes talk about our emotions as a dashboard. It's a feedback mechanism that tells us how we're experiencing the world. I'm not saying they're always right or correct, but it just is.
Mm-hmm. Inside Out, for those of you who've seen the cartoon.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, that movie's great.
Yeah. And so if we find ourselves, the bondage for me is that I live underneath my emotions, meaning that whatever emotion shows up controls the rest of my day or the rest of my being, and so I can't live with my emotions. Sometimes emotional bondage is weird because it looks like living above my an emotionless. But what we will see is behavioral patterns and struggles repeat themselves over and over and over. I can't break out of this. Like you were saying, I'm a compulsive complainer. And for some reason, people don't like to be around me.
Well, I wonder why.
Well, you might want to look at that, but I believe
might
that your complaints are about a deeper protest that remains unseen, and we help you see it, we help you heal, and so that you can be a person that engages in gratitude and appreciation and much less complaining and live with your emotional experiences rather than apart from them or underneath
them. Right. You know, one of the things Steve always says is that your feelings aren't the main point. They're not the whole point, but that they have a point.
Yes.
And I think that's really important. We aren't just our feelings, but we need to look at what is the meaning of them. Because they distort our lives and our experiences
when we
don't see them clearly
for
what they are.
And I think you're right that they distort, they overtake. And it's interesting that we, in, I think, Christianity or Western Christianity, we have trusted our thoughts more than our feelings, as if our thoughts are trustworthy and our feelings are not. And I'm like, have you spent a day in my own head? Like, my thoughts are no more trustworthy or trustworthy or untrustworthy than my feelings. But what they all do is give us really important information. So the Emotional Freedom Workshop coming up on August 14th is about helping us connect in a healthy way to our emotions so that we can show up, much like the psalmist did, to the life that God has in front of us.
Yes.
If we can help you in any way, give us a call at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have a nationwide network of therapists that we can connect you with, as well as tons of really, really helpful resources. You can also sign up for our workshops at newlife.com, www.newlife.com, again, or calling us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll come back right after this to take your calls.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back to New Life Live. We're going to go straight to the phones. We're going to go to Bill in Covington, Kentucky, listening on WCVX. Bill, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem at all. Talk to us. What can we do for you today?
I have a question for you. I've been struggling lately really bad with it and kind of let it go through the years. And, you know, I've been divorced twice in my life, so I got a lot of junk in my head. I am committed to a woman I've been for a long time. We are getting married, and I struggle with premarital sex. Mm-hmm. I try not to do it. I try to do it God's way, and then I fail, and then the guilt and the shame. And I've been just getting done with the Old Testament, and I've seen how God corrected the Jews all the time, and I feel like I'm just as like one of them. He tells us what to do. And then some people, even a pastor, told me, oh, you don't worry about that at your age. And I don't know if I agree with that. And I'm not sure on anything.
Bill, can I ask what ended your first two marriages?
The first one, I'd say we were probably too young, stress of money, she went to school. And I think we grew apart, and then there was infidelity. The other one...
Hold on, wait, don't go too far.
Infidelity on whose part?
Yeah, where did the infidelity
stress,
come
money,
from?
Oh, an infidelity.
Yeah, not on me. No, it would never happen with me.
Okay.
But it's just terrible.
But you were betrayed, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, and then your second marriage, how did that one end?
Well, I called you guys on, you saved my life. Mm. Infidelity, we tried to do the right thing and help somebody out. He is homeless, and she ran away with him. If you look it up in the archives, oh, that was like something you read in a tabloid.
Mm. Wow.
You know, you guys would know it all about, but me personally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill,
you know,
your question was... what's going to happen?
Oh, the question with me is that I'm struggling today that I used to be Catholic, non-denominational. I got old junk from both religions. I'm reading the Bible, and I listen to David Jeremiah all the time. But nobody really, you guys talk about specifically, I know you guys say stay away from premarital sex, but what happens when you fail? Like the drunk who tries and fails. That's what I feel like.
Well, so you know, let's think about, you said you were just finishing reading up the Old Testament and God rebuked the children of Israel multiple times. They kept getting it wrong. So you know what he did? Jesus said he didn't come to abolish the law but to fulfill it. So what happened was he came and he went to the cross because we just could not get it right. So accepting Christ brings about forgiveness, and so we are forgiven. However, there are consequences to our behavior. So right now, maybe the consequence of your premarital sex is this maybe guilt that you're feeling and the worry that it is now causing you. Sometimes premarital sex can cause disease or unwanted pregnancy. It can, as has happened with the infidelity, it can destroy relationships. And so, you know, our God isn't just telling us not to do these things because he doesn't want us to have pleasure. There are negative consequences. Life is about choices. Choices have consequences and repercussions. Mm-hmm. But the acceptance of Christ covers, the blood of Jesus has covered your sin. The sin is taken care of. However, the behaviors that you're having in your everyday life, those have consequences. And those are the things that you want to work on to change because you don't want to have those consequences. Not because it will do something with your salvation. You have that blessed assurance. Salvation is salvation. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Right. And
okay,
and
I get that. Will we be reprimanded? You know, I mean, I could say, you know, because nobody can do this as perfect. It is so hard. So hard.
It's really hard, Bill. Of course it is. And so the fact, though, that you feel guilt is a good thing. Your conscience, your heart has not been hardened or your conscience seared in that area. Because I hear so many Christians just giving up and just saying, oh, well, right? I'm not even going to try to struggle with this. I'm just going to give in to the sin. And so the fact that you have, you know, desire for the person that you're going to marry is a really good thing, right? So you have a healthy sexual appetite. And so then that struggle, so it's going to be a struggle, and plan on it being a struggle. So here's the thing, though. If it's a struggle and you don't like the consequences of it, then you have to do something different. And hopefully you're getting married soon, right? But you can't keep putting yourself in the same situation, right, expecting a different result. Yeah. So you may have to tighten up those boundaries until the wedding day in order to preserve having something good, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's like when you peek at those Christmas packages before Christmas morning, those are usually the last ones you open. Mm-hmm. It's much more exciting when you wait, right? Yeah. And at any point, you know, God can kind of rewrap us, right? Yeah. And you can say, we're just going to take a hiatus. We're going to fast from this, right? And wait and save it for that special time so that we can have more of God's best.
Because the reprimand is, it sounds like it's coming from you. God won't have to reprimand
you already
in eternity because you're already reprimanding yourself now. So maybe take a step back and reassess the choices you're making currently so that you can have the relationship that you want to have and you can enjoy the relationship.
Right. And another consequence, Jackie, as you were mentioning those, is that when you're giving into this, it actually creates a lack of trust in the relationship. And so I think it's really important for the two of you to talk and recommit that you want to be trustworthy people in each other's eyes.
And I'm wondering if from the first two marriages, if there's something maybe unconsciously happening that is pushing you towards premarital sex because of the infidelity in the other two marriages. Maybe there's some
fear of losing her. Mm-hmm. And so, Bill, I'm going to jump in here and say this. You're asking the wrong question. Okay? The wrong question is God going to reprimand me? I want you to notice that is a childlike question. Mm-hmm. That is an adolescent question. So when I was a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. But when I became an adult, I put childish ways behind me. And that whole verse in that whole section in 1 Corinthians 13 actually talks, we say it talks about love, but it actually talks about intimacy. For when I was known and I was fully known, and then I can see clearly. One of the things you didn't see in your first two marriages is clearly. You didn't see each other. There was a lack of intimacy. You didn't know each other. And that's why the parts that didn't know went off with other people, and you were then betrayed. Yes. That's a lot of pain. And so what happens is that a sexual interaction can feel intimate without being intimate.
Yeah,
right?
So true, Chris.
And so you're hijacking the process of getting to know each other on an emotional and spiritual and psychological and all of those other internal worlds that really, is this person for me and am I for them? And what are the difficulties that we're going to struggle with? What are the difficulties that I struggle with so that I know you and you know me so that as much as is humanly possible, there's no surprises here. So that then once we get married, we can join sexually and create a stronger bond around the intimacy that's already built.
And maybe in the meantime between now and marriage, considering something else to put in that space mm-hmm. where you were finding yourself in having desire for each other, and maybe fill that with some reading time.
So,
maybe working towards love languages yes. and understanding who you are and getting to know
it's
each other.
Not
more
quite
deeply.
The same, so, Jackie, right. but yeah.
it can be. It
yes.
can be.
Well, Bill, what we are going to do is we're going to send you a copy of How We Love with the workbook. Okay, and you say instead of. Going to bed together, we're going to talk together, but this
you're going to go to a public place,
yes,
right, and read and do the workbook yes. in yes. preparation for marriage.
Yes,
right?
To get to know each other, and one of the incredible benefits is you'll get to know yourself more.
Mm-hmm. And there is a depth of intimacy that comes from doing this work together mm-hmm. that I think is going to surprise you, and maybe give you some more. Hope for the future of your marriage.
It's actually better than sex.
It is. It really is.
And women, you know, we need that emotional connection. Uh-huh. So do men.
Yes.
But we need it in order to be sexual.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
you're really enhancing your sex life to have that strong yes. emotional connection.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Bill, I am so glad that you called in today, because many of us are struggling with this. You know, say, hey, you know, going back to Romans chapter 7, the things I want to do, I mm-hmm. don't do. The things I don't want to do, I do.
Right. I hate
it, and it's sort of. And Paul says something interesting there. It's the sin acting upon me, meaning it's not my true self.
Right. Yes.
But then notice that when Paul wrote Romans, he didn't write it with chapters and verses. It was one continuous letter, and he says this is a wretched condition that we're all in. The sin that we don't want, we have with us, mm-hmm. and so what are we going to do about it? Therefore, Romans chapter 8:1, there is no condemnation for those of us in Christ Jesus. And so then we then enter into a world and a life of joining with the Spirit to do something different within us. And so but it starts with, therefore, there is now no condemnation in the midst of our struggle. So, Bill, thank you for calling. We're going to send you, again, a copy of How We Love with a workbook. I want you guys to go through that. Also, I'd highly recommend Intimacy in Marriage, which is in person, July 23rd through the 25th in Washington, D.C. If you are...
Once you're married.
There's actually arrangements for premarital.
Oh, there.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yep. that's really
so,
good.
So, yeah, where they don't have to stay in the same room, we can keep them safe in that regard. But you may be a woman who's had Bill's experience. Of you have been betrayed, you have been cheated upon, or you've been married to a person or are married to a person who struggles with sexual brokenness and acting out. In person, coming up this weekend, June 25th through the 27th in Dallas, is the Restored Workshop. There is, this is just an amazing, amazing experience mm-hmm. that I want you to be able to have, because a lot of times when we're in those painful situations, we believe that we're the only ones mm-hmm. or that our thoughts and our feelings, because they feel so extreme, are crazy. Mm-hmm. You're not crazy. Mm-hmm. You're in pain, and your pain needs help, and we have the help. So check out our Restored Workshop. You can go to 1-800-NEW, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or go online to newlife.com and register for that, and we can answer any questions you have for that. So with that, we're going to go to a call and get a question before the break. So we are going to go to Ellen in Waterloo, Iowa. She is a Club New Life member listening on Sirius XM. Ellen, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. We just have about a minute and a half before we're coming up on a break, so I want to be able to hear your issue, get a question, and that we can come back to after the break to answer. So, Ellen, what's going on today?
Okay. I'm married to an alcoholic, 18 years, but the last 5 years, he moved out. I mean, we talk, and every once in a while we have to work together. But he's gotten to the point where he's pretty much 24 hours drinking. He did call me the other night, wanted to detox. I called around on Monday, and he's making excuses to get out of it. I'm too chicken to face him, because he, you know, just manipulates me, and I would like to find a counselor that to talk to about alcoholism, you know, and how to, you know, overcome.
Yes.
You know, and get me back.
Yeah, you are right. You're in the right direction, Ellen. I mean, you're asking the right questions. You're making the right admissions. And so we're going to come right back after the break, and we're going to help you get you back because you are the most important person here for us, and we can't wait to be able to help you, and we'll be back right after this.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back to New Life Live. We're talking with Ellen, and Ellen, you have been in a marriage for 18 years. Husband has struggled with alcohol, it sounds like, that entire time, but has really, really gotten pretty severe severe lately.
Yes.
And you're asking the right question, what do I do?
Yeah.
So I'm going to start us off here, and then I'm going to have you hear from my wonderful experts here in the studio with me. The first thing that I love to hear is you're like, man, I'm going to chicken out of this thing. And you know what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what always happens.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Because this is a job that's too big for you. Because you didn't get trained in any of this, and you're really, really close.
And it's
your husband. And so it's a really difficult position to be in, and that's why there are interventionists. And I want you to get because your husband is actually in a very scary, life-threatening situation right now.
Yes, he is.
And so, alcoholism is deadly, and at this stage, it is is knocking on the door of lethal.
Yes.
So,
because he's 60 years old, and you know he's just swimming in it.
Yes.
You know, we're morning till night and all every day.
Absolutely. So after this call, you're going to stay online. I'm going to get your information. I'm going to set you up with an interventionist that can help you get him the help that he needs. But Jackie, as far as what Ellen needs today, what do you think?
I think, Ellen, you've had your hands full for 18 years and caring for him and trying to care for yourself. The thing that came to my mind was, how do you care for you, and what has this been like for you? And so maybe while he's doing his work, you could consider Al-Anon or a program that's just focused on you. Celebrate Recovery, if there's one of those in your area. Also, finding ways to provide good self-care for yourself, setting good boundaries for yourself. This is not necessarily your job. That's why Chris's suggestion of an interventionist is so important. And so that you can put some boundaries. What's okay and what's not okay? What's your role and what's not your role? What I'm thinking is, it would be really good for you to focus on, what do you need to be okay? What's this 18 years been like for you? How is your healing coming about? And maybe considering the book Boundaries, learning how to set some good boundaries for yourself and for your husband as he's going through this detox.
Well, and I think you're at a good place, Ellen, that you're realizing that you need the help, right? That this is bigger than you. You've been doing this for a long time. So that first step of getting someone in so that you feel supported in getting him the help, and that it isn't you doing it, but someone directing you. Along with that, I think therapy would be good for you. Someone who understands addictions and codependency and you know, those kinds of relationships. So I think adding that into your self-care, along with what Jackie was saying about some of the groups that can help you, because you need a community now. If you've been doing this by yourself, it's time to get into community. And I don't know, maybe you already have some people, but it's time to up it, right?
Yes. I mean, you know, the one thing I have to thank alcoholism for is finding Jesus, you know. That's my rock.
Aww.
So that's my support. So I do know, you know, the one boundary that I did set was, you know, he couldn't drink when he was at my place, you know.
Yeah.
He'd come over, but he wouldn't stay more than a few hours because he had to hightail it out of here.
Yes.
And then he tried to manipulate me into letting him come back. Well, then he thought he was going to be running in and out drinking his beer. And
yeah.
You know, and I said, no. I said, what about the drinking? And so then from then on, that was it.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't want to come over or anything, which is fine with me.
Yeah, but that's also heartbreaking as well.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And that's one of the really horrible experiences with being around a person struggling with addiction is that it feels mm-hmm. like, and it feels like it because it's actually true, that they're choosing
yeah.
their addiction, they're choosing their substance of behavior
yeah.
over us.
Yes.
And one
yes.
of the one yes. of the works that we need to do as people who may be around people struggling with addiction is to depersonalize that. That mm-hmm. their addiction is not about us mm-hmm. or our value mm-hmm. or our worth. Yeah. And so mm-hmm. that's what recovery helps us do, like you said, get ourselves back, get our worth back, and detach mm-hmm. it from the addiction.
Yes, yes. You know, the one thing that has held me back was because in this state it's no fault divorce, so mm-hmm. everything that we have has to be divided up, you know, and so the house, you know, it's paid for now, but that means that I already had the house when I met him, but that
yeah.
doesn't make any difference to them. So now I have to pay him half, and then that means I got to pay the house again, half
well,
of what the value is.
Well, let's do
that's
this.
What's been holding me up.
Yeah, of course, because there's a lot of financial fear in that, and that's
mm-hmm,
understandable,
mm-hmm.
but let's do this. Let's take a recovery mantra and say one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So right,
okay.
right.
Yeah, I like to say that.
Yeah, so right now our one day is this. We're going to send you a Life Recovery Bible, and we're going to mm-hmm. send you, as Jackie recommended, a copy of Boundaries. And both of those things will help you on your way. As you get into Al-Anon and or a Life Recovery or a Celebrate Recovery, some sort of recovery support network therapy, and we're going to connect you. Stay online. We'll get your address. We'll connect you with an interventionist. Ellen, thank you so much for calling in today, and we will be right back.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's why I continue to support the ministry with the hope that not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the New Life member thank you gift of the New Life Journal, 100 Days of Peace, 7 Ways to Choose Healing, Growth Has No Boundaries, a Restoration Bible, and a New Life grocery tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back to New Life Live. Again, Chris Williams in for Steve Arterburn today. I'm going to talk about something that may seem a little bit off, but follow me just for a second. So my wife, for my birthday, got me a new set of golf clubs. And so I was actually in Colorado using them, and I shot one of the best rounds I had in a long time. So and as a fly fisherman as well, I have to clean and keep up with my equipment because the equipment that you use actually matters.
Makes a difference.
It does make a difference. Sometimes I hate to admit that because I hate that sometimes it can get pricey, but it actually matters. And so, where I'm going with this is when we're suggesting things, we assume that we can do way too much on our own or with our own power without the right equipment or without the right assistance. And then when we get the right equipment and the right assistance, wow, the difference that it makes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, Jill, we were talking about interventionists.
Right, right. There are times when you've done everything you can possibly do, right, to get your loved one to get help. And like we've mentioned before, we become completely powerless, right? Mm-hmm. That's step one. And so we need an expert who can step in, who's detached from the person, right, and who can be objective. And they come in and usually meet with the family first and help you structure a plan to lovingly share with this person how you feel about them and how their addiction has impacted mm-hmm. you. And then they invite them into a plan of treatment.
Yes.
And it works amazingly. I mean,
yes.
not everyone is ready to accept the help at that time. Even if they don't, it primes the pump for future help.
Well, and the other aspect of that is that we realize that addiction is contagious. And here's what I mean by that, is that the addictive behavior affects everybody around mm-hmm. them negatively. Everyone's
yes.
health seems to deteriorate as it organizes around the addiction. So therefore, as Steve always reminds us, everybody needs recovery. You know, so like for instance, if you go to YouTube and watch Life Recovery Today, it's not just for those of us who struggle with addiction. It's for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's for all of us. So, and getting the right equipment. It means getting the right resources, getting the right people, and that's what New Life is about. It's about equipping you to do life well, to execute God's will in your life well, and steering the ship in studio today, Larry Sonnenberg. All right, how do we partner to keep equipping people well?
Well, I just want to say one thing about the interventionist. We have a very good interventionist that we refer to
Excellent.
Here at New Life. It's father-son team, and they have traveled all over the country for us to do interventions, and they're really, really good if you need one. We have Restore Workshop coming up just a week from this week from tomorrow. It starts in Dallas, Texas, live in person, Friday to Sunday. And here's what a lady who went to a recent workshop at Restore said. Words could not express what this weekend has meant to me. I have struggled for over 10 years with my husband's infidelities, which have left me broken and feeling worthless. Shelley and my group counselor made sense of all my insecurities and hurtful thoughts. I learned that what he did was not my fault. I see myself as God sees me, a woman of worth and loved beyond measure by him. This workshop went step by step and most importantly showed me biblically what God expects and wants for me. That alone is priceless. God bless you, Shelley, for pursuing God's calling to help women go through this journey that none of us planned nor wanted. And so, ladies, it's hard. I know it's hard. Of all the workshops that we do, it's the hardest one to get people to sign up.
Yeah.
And there's shame. There's thoughts that it's not my problem, it's his problem, he gets fixed, I'll be fine, and it's not the truth. Your heart's been broken, there is pain that goes back a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just asking you, sign up for that workshop, and if this is nothing in your area, support us, make a gift, join Club New Life. Do something that will help keep this ministry going.
You know, I say this often, but for one person who gets recovery, whether that be recovery from betrayal or trauma or an addiction, a minimum of 8 other lives
wow.
are positively impacted. Mm. And all we have to do is open our eyes and see how that makes sense.
Yeah.
So the woman who's struggling with husband being, you know, in sexual betrayal, The help and healing she gets is absolutely for her. But goodness sakes, it's for her children as well.
Yes.
And it's not lost on us in our ministry that, again, you know, sort of the starfish thing, hey, it helps that one. But we know with each person that we help, there's more people whose lives are positively impacted.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that that's what Jesus is talking about when he says the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. And we're tossing out a lot of mustard seeds, and we need your help to continue to do that. Support us. Go online. Join Club New Life. Make a donation to our scholarship fund, and you will be a part of the kingdom of God growing like a small mustard seed into a great impact. So,
if you've never made a gift to a media ministry like ours, I challenge you to do it. You feel better. You're part of something bigger than yourself. You know that your money's being used well and helping people. So we appreciate it if you would.
Excellent. Thank you, Larry. Thank you for everything that we do, that you do. And we're going to go to Labonia, or Labania. I think I said that well. Labania, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Did I say your name correctly?
Labonia.
Labonia. Excellent. And you're calling from Douglasville, Georgia, listening on WNIV. And how can we help you today?
Yes. So my question is, how do you help an adult child that has tendency towards entitlement mentality? How do you help them to realize you can no longer support them? But at the same time, this is an individual with a single parent with a child, and you love the grandchild dearly, and you don't. You fear him possibly becoming homeless.
Is this your son?
Daughter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you see their entitlement show up? What does that actually look like?
It shows up in reference to quitting a job that supported her very well, and but there's been a history, to be honest with you, but as of recent, quitting a job that paid really well.
Wow.
And with the idea of getting away from corporate America's stress factor, and but the, you know, during COVID and all this, it just wasn't the best time to start a business. Long story short, her dad and I kept telling her that you might need to consider doing something else, mm-hmm. So that you're bringing some kind of income. And she just said, refuse that. Just refuse it.
Yeah.
And so it's gotten to the point now. It's just gotten to the point where it's like there's some real decision has to be made, and they have not been made.
Labonia, does she live with you?
No, she doesn't.
So the question is, how do you stop supporting your 33-year-old adult child who makes choices that sounds as though they then negatively or financially at least impact you and your husband? And the concern is that if you do take a step back, your grandson could be impacted by that. The first thing that comes to my mind is what I always say, life is about choices, and choices have consequences and repercussions. And even in your choice to take a step back, there will be consequences and repercussions that you'll have to live with. And that really is the only way for you to not support them. And it's a matter of setting a boundary that says, you know what, I love you and I love my grandson, but this is something I can no longer bear the weight of. I can't pay your bills. I can't babysit for you when I can't babysit for you. If I'm not available, I'm not available. And setting clear boundaries and making plans for, like, if you're going to help out with the kids, make plans ahead of time, but not just be the person that can just be a drop off at any time. You're going to have to set some hard boundaries in love and then live with the result of that.
Okay.
And so, yeah, and Labonia, we're coming up against a break here in just a minute or a few seconds here.
Yeah.
And so we'll continue talking to you about this. But yeah, this is a really, really tough thing, especially when your grandchild is involved in it.
Yeah.
And so we're going to continue talking about what does boundaries and consequences look like and what does support look like.
Yes.
And we'll be back right after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back to New Life Live. Hey, we're talking with Labonia, and she has a 33-year-old daughter that is making poor choices, that is affecting her grandchild, and trying to figure out how do we set boundaries and how do we support. So what do you think, Jill?
Well, Labonia, I know it's really difficult. Children become difficult when they become adults, right? Yeah. Because you don't have the same leverage or power. And sometimes they expect you to still be there in the same way. I usually make a distinction when there's a child, because a child can't make all of its own choices, and a child needs help. And so you never want to sacrifice the child to teach an adult a lesson, right? You want as much as possible for the adult to suffer their own consequences. And so as best you can, separate out the two and think about, okay, what do I need to let my daughter do for herself, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of enabling her. Yeah. But what will the impact be on the child? And sometimes it's just, you know, oh gosh, that's not the standard of living I would have had for them. Right. But it's not harmful, right? So it may not be your standards or your choices, but it's still okay. So really deciding, okay, what am I willing to do? What am I not willing to do? In what ways can I step in, provide some things for the child, and let my daughter live with some of her consequences?
Yeah, so I think that a good plan is for you and your husband to get together and to make a plan. And to say, here is exactly what we're willing to contribute, mm-hmm. and here's what we're not, and here's what we're going to do about it. And letting her to deal with whatever she does with those resources. Mm-hmm. Because what you want to protect yourself from, because you can already hear it, you're resenting your daughter. You're frustrated with her. Because you're too tied to her choices.
And to the outcome.
You know, she's an adult, and you're still feeling like you're parenting. But as Jill said, you also don't have the same power that you had when they were younger. And mm-hmm. and no one tells us that parenting adult children is so much harder than parenting children.
It is
so much harder. And consider finding a good Christian counselor in your area that can maybe sit with you all and do some family therapy and help mediate this conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it just sounds, okay. I was saying, it sounds to me like your daughter has like hit her tap out button, her eject button from life. And there may be something going underneath that that she needs help for. She may need some counseling and some therapy for. And I think it'd be appropriate to...
That's something you can step in. Sometimes say, I'm willing to provide you with, you know, a year of therapy.
Yeah.
So you can figure out what you want to do, because I know you're not wanting to hear it from mom and dad anymore, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And if that's out of your reach financially, there are resources that can maybe help with that. Or maybe you can't do a year, you can do 10 weeks. Or maybe it's just having the conversation and saying, I will help you, but you must be in therapy.
Yeah. Right. I'll babysit while you go to therapy.
Yeah. Right. Set boundaries that you can live with. Set some realistic limits.
Yeah. So, Labonia, thank you so much for calling in today. We're going to send you a copy of Take Your Life Back, and it really helps us.
Might be good for your daughter.
Yeah, it'd be really good for her as well. And so, feel free to share that with her. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, parenting adult children is, it's no joke.
Yeah.
It's really difficult. So I want to get one more call in if we can today. And I want to go to Perry in Toronto, Canada, listening on the app. So, Perry, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
All the way from Canada. I love it. How can we help you today?
So I'm calling today to get some help as to what can I do or say to my teenage son, who is 17 years, just got out of high school, searching for a sense of purpose in the pandemic, has not gotten a job yet, and he's just talking all these negative thoughts to himself. Well, I think he's hearing people is saying that he's not attractive, his weight is some issue, and just so many things. His confidence is so poor, and he's just talking a whole lot of stuff. And I know that's that age for them, but it's just so hard to not know what to say or how to be there for them at for him at that point. And I just wanted to know, how can you help me? Because I'm still battling some scars that was done in my life at that age. Like, I'm still scared of failure, and sometimes I feel trapped, and I don't know what to do. So I'm crippled. So I really don't know how to help him with that sometimes.
Well, Perry, the big thing that both you and your son are dealing with is this big word, ugly word we call shame. And that is that you're using life experiences as an excuse to put a bad label on yourself.
And it sounds like you have had some experiences that help you to resonate with where your son is. So on the one hand, some of the depth of feeling that you are having may be coming from your own experience, right? So because that time was so hard for you, you may be feeling like it might be as hard for him. So maybe having conversations with him. You know, I always tell my daughters, be original, make new mistakes. I'm transparent. I will tell you my life. I will tell you what I went through. And that has been helpful for them to be able to make sense of some of their experiences through my sharing of my own story, honestly, right? We have stories that can help our children. And so maybe sharing some of what you experienced, but also supporting and encouraging him and all the amazing things you see in him. Mm-hmm. When you see good, point it out.
Well, and is there a man in his life? Is his dad around?
His dad is around, but it's not really a talker, and so no matter, so I'm the one who's always doing the talking, so when I even talk, it's just like, you don't understand, and you're a woman, and you don't get what I'm feeling, and a lot of my past has been coming up to him, like, when I was his age, I got pregnant with him, and so he's hearing a lot of stuff, like, he was not wanted, he wasn't supposed to be here, and so I have been honest and open to him with that, and I don't know if that's on top of all of his hurts as well. And I just...
You know what? I think it would be a really good idea, Perry, for maybe both of you to get into some therapy.
Yes.
I think he needs a male therapist, someone that he can talk to and share his experience, and even his experience of your experience, I think would be really helpful. And it would help him... Talking with a man helps draw the man out in him. And that's what he's needing more in terms of feeling competent. And then for you, it's really true that at different stages of our kid's life, it taps into old wounds. And the fact that you're feeling really emotional about all of this right now says that you need to get in and talk with someone and go back and deal with some of that again.
Okay, thank you so much.
We can give you some referrals.
Absolutely.
Yeah, your baby from your teenage pregnancy is now becoming an adult, and that is a phase of life change for you as well.
Oh, we're doing that long distance, so we've been away from each other for 10 years, so I don't know if he's feeling like he's abandoned and he's doing it alone. And I don't know. All this seems to be added.
Well, and again, I think that that's why you both need to get into some therapy, and you may need some discussions about how to get reunited and reconnected through this process. But Perry, you're not just carrying the shame of your own experience. You're also carrying the shame of his experience, and that's just too much.
Yeah,
it's just too much for one person. And you are a loving person. You are a loving mom. There's been things that have had consequences that have happened in life that we need to then re-up our trust in the God of redemption. We're going to send you a copy of How We Love Our Children. And we're also going to send you a copy of David Stoop and Steve Arterburn's book, Soul of a Hero. It'll be great for your son. So thank you for being with us, and we'll see you on the other side.
I hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app.
Visit newlife.com to download the app today.